Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Now, 2025, our current year, this is the year in which Deagle.com predicted that by the end of the year, there would be fewer than 100 million Americans alive. So if that prediction comes true, it means that between now and the end of the year, somehow 240 million Americans would have to die, basically a quarter of a billion Americans. Now, let us, of course, hope and pray that that does not happen. But the purpose of this podcast is to lay out the possible ways that that could happen if America were targeted by globalist forces trying to achieve that goal of a mass extermination. So here we are, essentially 10 months remaining, right? About 10 calendar months. How would they kill a quarter of a billion Americans? Well, you could go through the scenarios. And by the way, there might be other, you know, left-wing groups in America that also want to punish this country for electing Donald Trump. And so a lot of these leftists might be wanting to carry out all kinds of nefarious things like bombings and what have you, or, you know, chemical attacks, you know, things like that. But those themselves, even though they might achieve, you know, terror on the evening news, they don't really pose a risk of large-scale extermination, certainly not of a quarter of a billion Americans. There are only a few things that can achieve that. And the most notable one, well, okay, the two most notable ones are nuclear war and power grid failure. So nuclear war is obvious. If there's a bunch of nukes flying around and detonating, then most of the people in most of the cities die, and there you go. And most of the country becomes, you know, unusable for farmland for 300 years or so because of cesium fallout. Not good. But with Trump now in the process of making peace with Russia, I think we've been pulled back from the brink of the risk of nuclear war breaking out with Russia. Now, the Biden administration and his State Department, they were insane warmongering lunatics. It was like a suicide cult, but they're out of power now. And Putin just said that Trump is being, like, rational. Yeah, imagine that. It's such a shock to Russia to have U.S. leaders that are rational that it's actually noteworthy. Like, hey, these people aren't insane. So Putin's not about to launch missiles. Trump's not about to launch missiles. And I don't think there's anybody inside the U.S. military that could launch missiles on their own authority. So I think the nuke threat with Russia is mostly done. But there's a nuke threat from the U.K. There's a nuke threat from France, or maybe even from other European countries that have nukes. And, you know, Israel has some nukes. Pakistan has nukes, North Korea has nukes, etc. So there are still some nuke threats, but I believe the bigger threat is the power grid failure, which could involve a high altitude nuclear detonation by a country like North Korea, which we believe has orbital satellites with nuclear warheads on them. They could achieve an EMP detonation that would take down most of the existing power grid of North America. That would plunge the United States into famine. And previous reports, U.S. government reports, have estimated, I think, up to 90% of the population would die off within, was it 18 months? Something like that. Pretty large die-off rate if the power grid goes down. And there's a new element in this that I want to bring in, which is the fact that we're now in an AI arms race, and the AI arms race is characterized by building massive data centers, massive infrastructure, with large electricity inputs into the data centers in order to achieve large-scale AI compute that is believed to lead toward the development of superintelligence, which would be probably Skynet, you know. But there's about $1 trillion in pledges that have been announced now by the Trump administration and Apple of investment in Texas to build data center infrastructure in Texas. That's going to make Texas really the hub of AI in the United States. And I think these data centers are being built outside Dallas-Fort Worth, is my current understanding, but maybe that will change. Who knows? But Dallas-Fort Worth or Houston would be obvious places to put these data centers, or are you just outside the cities, you know? So the real estate is affordable and there's plenty of parking, but you also could tap into some pretty decent electrical infrastructure. So if we're in an AI arms race and countries like China are thinking, well, hey, you know, we can't let the U.S. beat us in the AI arms race, then that provides another incentive to launch an EMP detonation at altitude that takes out the U.S. power grid. Not even to starve people to death, just to stop the AI data centers. You see what I mean? Whole new reason to take out the power grid. And China might convince its proxy nation of North Korea, which sometimes does the bidding of China, you know, to do something like that and have North Korea take the heat for it. Just drop an EMP nuke at high altitude, take out the power grid in Texas and most other places, because the power grid has not yet been hardened against EMP attacks. And we don't know the full extent of the devastation, but we know it would not be a walk in the park. We also know that any taking out of the power grid would have devastating and very immediate consequences for most of the people who are not prepared. American citizens, generally speaking, are not preppers. They don't have extra food in the pantry. They don't have backup generators. They don't have much in the way of gold and silver, etc. So their situation would be quite dire very quickly. You could see a breakdown of society. You could see famine and violence and chaos, upheaval, etc. All of these would really distract a nation from being able to build and operate AI data centers. Or another way to put this is that in the AI wars, which themselves are not kinetic wars, but kinetic weapons can take out the power grid that feeds the AI data centers. So then kinetic weapons or EMP weapons become part of the strategy of winning the AI wars. So in my view, this is one of the ways that the Deagle prediction could potentially come true, is an EMP attack on America or a grid down attack. Could also be a cyber attack that somehow takes out the power grid, not just for a couple of days, but a lasting outage for months. Then you'd start to see real problems. So let us hope that our leaders recognize this vulnerability. It wouldn't take much in the way of expenditures, just a few billion dollars actually, to harden the U.S. power grid against EMP attacks. As a nation, we spent, what, $150 billion or something like that on Ukraine to help Ukraine fight Russia, which didn't even succeed. And yet we've spent nothing on hardening our own power grid against China or a North Korean EMP attack. That just seems foolish to me. We need to begin the hardening process, the expenditures, right now. We need to make our power grid more resilient and more redundant. And then the other thing that we need to do is we need to stop the suppression of exotic fusion technologies such as cold fusion. So cold fusion is real. And cold fusion is very simple. It turns matter into heat. It's kind of a slow process, actually. It heats water or whatever liquid you have in the vessel. It just generates heat through a fusion process, uses very little mass, like basically heavy water, and it produces heat so it can heat buildings, it can heat water, it can, you know, it can run like a heating system for military buildings or government buildings or university buildings, etc. But it can also heat water to be turned into steam to drive turbines to generate electricity, which is the way nuclear power works also. except, you know, the nuclear plants use fuel rods that heat the water, and then that water drives the turbines. But you could use cold fusion to heat the water instead, and it would be a lot safer, and it would not experience a criticality accident like Chernobyl or Fukushima, for that matter. So we need to end the suppression of technology, and we need to achieve power grid redundancy, I believe. Like, these are the most important critical things right now in order to protect us from EMP attacks. Should we as a nation fail to do that, then we will remain very vulnerable, and China or other countries may choose to strike our vulnerable infrastructure in order to set us back for many years in the AI wars. Now, interestingly, that's exactly what the United States and Israel did to Iran with the Stuxnet virus. And I forgot what year that was. I'm thinking maybe 2003. It was a while ago, and that was a very advanced virus for its time. It was called Stuxnet. And that virus set back Iran's nuclear weapons centrifuge operations by many years. It really interfered with weapons development or nuclear fuel for weapons in Iran. And that kind of strategy is exactly the same thing that surely China might be thinking about right now against the U.S. Like, how do we cripple the power grid that feeds the AI data centers? You know, that's different from, let's say, bombing the AI data centers, because that would be kind of obvious. But if China might, let's say, release a virus or achieve an EMP or some other attack that could take out the power grid without using cruise missiles or hypersonic missiles or nuclear weapons, then they might be thinking, well, we can get away with this. You know, they're not going to be able to trace the attack back to us, possibly. And maybe they're right about that. My point is that we're not out of the woods yet here, not at all. Now we're just in a different war. We're in an AI war, a race for superintelligence. And the inputs of that are microchips and data centers and power grids, for the most part. And China is going to probably try to strategically interdict those inputs as much as it can in order to delay the U.S. and give itself, China, a head start. And the U.S. is doing the exact same thing to China. The U.S. is blocking microchips, blocking exports to China, blocking microchip fabrication equipment from Europe to go to China. The U.S. is doing all kinds of things to block China. So this goes both ways. And the question is, who's going to achieve superintelligence first? Whoever does that, yeah, pretty much controls the world at that point. So this is the last arms race, you could say. But it's not arms, it's brains. It's the last brains race on Earth. Whoever wins this one wins, you know, takes the whole pot, takes it all. Whoever wins this race controls the planet, controls every nation, controls the future. And that's why both China and the United States, and maybe some other countries, will ultimately decide that they need to do everything they can to win. Everything. Even if it means, you know, dropping EMP bombs on other countries. So that's where we're at. I'm just saying, be prepared for this. We did dodge a bullet in the election, and the fact that Trump got election really dodged a horrible collapse under the Democrats, the authoritarians, etc. But now we're just in a different war. We're in an AI arms race war, and that makes other targets vulnerable to interdiction from foreign adversaries or foreign, I don't know, competitors, whatever you want to call them. Bottom line is, be prepared. Be ready for anything. We've still got 10 months to go this year. A lot of crazy things can happen. Let's hope that stability is achieved and security, but be ready just in case that's not what happens. You can get backup supplies, backup food supplies, etc., certified organic lab-tested foods at our store, healthrangerstore.com. We've also got an entire line of really high-end knives that I co-designed with Dawson Knives using an advanced corrosion-resistant material called MagnaCut, which is an extraordinary space-age material. It's actually used in aerospace, by the way, but we made knives out of it. How cool is that? You can find those knives, and you can find iodine, and you can find all kinds of survival supplies as well at healthrangerstore.com. So take advantage of that. Get yourself prepared for whatever's coming, and pray for peace, and pray that life is preserved, and pray that we get through this year without any crazy collapse. That's my prayer. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com, and the publisher of naturalnews.com. Take care. I've put together a whole lot of third-party partners with discount codes on this website, rangerdeals.com. Definitely check out this website. You are going to save a bundle on things that you need to be prepared for pandemics, be prepared for financial collapse. Let me just walk you through some of this. Like right here, 10% off of Petmectin, which is ivermectin labeled for pets, discount code Ranger. You just click that right there, and it goes to a third-party company, and this icon indicates that they compensate us with product donations that we then donate out to other people. So we kind of have an affiliate relationship here, but they don't pay us cash. They pay us in product that we donate out to other people in need through our church, by the way. So a lot of these, they just gift back to us, to our church, and then we donate that out to people who need it. If you scroll down, you'll see also we've got chlorine dioxide down here somewhere. Where did it go? Here it is, Safrax, 10% off chlorine dioxide. If you don't have a supply of chlorine dioxide, you absolutely need to get some of this and learn about it. And there's the button right there. In addition, to be prepared financially for what's coming, we've got three different sources of gold and silver here on rangerdeals.com. So one of these is called Prepper Bars. You can save 10% off. And that's these guys right here, where you have like breakaway silver pieces. There's like, I'm just kind of showing you, you can break this off, or you can break these off individually. They become 1/10 of an ounce, 1/20 of an ounce, or 1/4 of an ounce, etc. So these Prepper Bars are really handy. People love those. And then we've got gold backs, which have real physical gold embedded in each gold back. Very divisible form of gold. This has 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. You're actually looking at the gold. It's just flattened out. It's very thin, obviously, at 1/1000th of an ounce. But they have higher denominations. So you can find a link to that here on rangerdeals.com. Or if you just want mainstream, you know, like silver coins, gold coins in the 1 ounce format, you can also find those with our gold and silver supplier here at rangerdeals.com. We've also got 10% off the Trends Journal with Gerald Celente. That's right here. We've got $50 off the de-googled phones at Above Phone. 10% off the RNC supplements. That's vitamin B17 Laetril, which is featured by G. Edward Griffin on his book, World Without Cancer. We've got, you can save money off of heirloom seeds. You can save money on satellite phones here from the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. And on top of that, we've got here, we've got Shield Arms, where you can have folding AR-15s, custom Glocks. You can actually save money on high-end firearms here with this link. We've got Ness's Hemp, a CBDA, very high CBDA, a cannabidiolic acid, which has its own efficacy. We've got 10% off holsters with 1791 gun leather, 10% off body armor with Hoplite. You know, you can save money on the Patriot Green products, the compost products, so much more, the portable power stations, solar generators, and here's a discount off of a movie. So much more. We're adding to this all the time, but just go to rangerdeals.com to see our current specials and the discount codes that can save you a bundle on things that can help you get prepared. And these are things that we don't sell in our store. And we don't sell ivermectin and gold and silver or things like that, or firearms, obviously. So these are third-party partners that offer things that we don't offer or can't offer ourselves. And we've negotiated these discounts for you. So take advantage of all that at rangerdeals.com. Get prepared. Interesting times ahead, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. Take care.